Any time you listen to my hypnotic instruction, you invite my ideas and creativity to fill you. So here we are, this garden of thought, this place of hypnotic learning, and I am seated within it. A table, there might be a fountain, or a river, the running of water in distance behind bushes and long paths. It becomes a symbol, signal, and metaphor for your time in hypnosis. The stream is always flowing, that stream of consciousness. But I am here upon its banks, pushed away into the garden, at my table, a delicate tea set in front of me. The ages might be ringed in gold, but it is white and pristine. A small stale bowl on a chain. And you see me place my tea leaves into it, lower it into the pot, subtly counting under my breath. And then in the silence of my head, my red lips highlight your interest, but good tea takes time. The water is hot, and steam rises. You practically feel the humidity in the glance I give you, inviting you to a seat not across the table, but next to me, to watch the vapor rise, to breathe it in. Anticipation of hypnotic trance brings about that very trance. The tea is done. I raise the teapot, carefully pouring the tea from on high into my cup. It steams in the garden air. You see it settle. A heavy, heady scent fills the air. The thought of sleep brewed into tea, the thought of control, of dominance, a spice in the background. I raise the cup when it is full, setting aside the pot. Raise the cup to my red lips. Breathe deeply and drink a long, slow sip, blowing out enough to cool it. Just tea and nothing more. But I know you are envious. Envious of attention, because what is in this cup is intriguing. And the cup in my pale fingers, against my red lips, is beautiful too, worth aspiring, worth attending. I sip the slow, constant consumption of the contents of the cup. Now and again, I rest it upon my palm, rather than the saucer, framing it with the fingers from my other hand. This cup is something attractive. It contains what I want. I fill it up, and I drink the contents. And they are turned over, and it is a new, different version of the tea each time. Every time I brew tea, it is in the future, new and pleasant, new and interesting. You envy the cup, its place in my process. But there is more than envy available here. I set it down. You see, it is empty. Empty and in front of you. Look down, down into the cup. Seeing in the centre of it the potential, the place that could contain tea, the place that could contain anything at all. Empty, holding nothing, and yet through its potential holding everything, the cup upon the saucer, which is quite similar. It could contain anything. It could contain so much. The tea you watched me consume. The cup you watched me cradle. You are like them. Likened unto that cup. Likened unto that tea. Some parts of you are the container, the cup. Other parts of you or the tea, the important part, the contained, the contents which must be removed so new tea can be added. The saucer empty, the cup gone, because there is a better alternative. My focus is entirely upon you. Pinned under my gaze. But I am not looking at the seat next to me. The place where you might sit, my unexamined equal, while we shared a cup of tea. The goal is something else here. Something else is my focus. And some other fate for you is my intention. The saucer empty, so we need to replace it. Close your eyes, consider my words, as I outline and lay out another way to be, an open mind. Your mind contains so many thoughts. A tired, relaxing, sluggish body. Your body holds so much potential to contain thoughts. I have a great many thoughts I would adore to pour into you. But there are all of these other ones already in the way. If I took my tea, the tea you watched steam and gently bubble off thoughts before being sipped and consumed, becoming part of me and freed from its container. If I took my tea and I wanted to make more, I would have to empty that cup. You know this to be true. You have always known. I have an empty saucer here, and you are closing your eyes and realizing. What you most want in the world is to become what I need. You wish to fill all of my voids so I might fill and refill some of yours. That wish can take form here in my garden. Breathe the sweet scent. Experience that closeness to my needs. like you are only inches away from finding the exact place you need to be. The susser is in front of you, hypnotically slumping forward. The susser is beneath you because as your eyes are closed, you have nonetheless leaned forward above that susser. Above it. The susser is beneath you. You are the cup. My new cup. All of the ideas in your head are there. I remain in this scene, serenely seated in my garden. And you are in the garden with me. My lips touch the cup, touch your thoughts. They cool, and I blow across them to facilitate this. You feel cool. There is enough of your consciousness in the cup, in the container, to enjoy my influence which comes through to you. But most of your thought, besides enjoyment, besides fulfillment, is the tea. Thought in the tea, hate in the tea. I drink it down, feeling your thoughts on my lips and tongue. Drinking. I am consuming the thoughts that exist outside the container. But pleasure remains. Enough of your mind remains to feel pleasure. When the container is about a quarter gone, your thoughts slow, slower, more relaxed. Slower. And in the slowness is truth. This is what you asked for, what you deserve. This is what you desired, to be my cup, to be an integral part of the ritual and experience that is hypnosis. You are becoming more blank. More leisurely about your thoughts. As you approach half empty, as I sip again, my fingers always in contact with the cup of your emptying self. The thought arrives, does it not? It might be quite pleasant to be entirely empty. I could fill you with my thoughts now. It has always been thus before. I could take this cup, trance and hypnosis, making it about half empty as I consume your thoughts. I could fill this cup with my own thoughts and agenda. To do so would mix just some of your thoughts with some of mine and produce a quite pleasant effect. But that would be nothing compared to emptying you completely. Think of complete blankness. Think of complete emptiness. About half of the cup of your thoughts remains. Ask yourself whether you want me to just begin my training, just begin my pleasing instructions with your mind half full of its own thoughts. Then mine would overflow, flow over the limit and onto the table, flow out. You could skip ahead in this creation and achieve roughly that result from my lesson. But you are a cup, a container. You are a place into which I might pour whatever blend suits the moment. You should be empty. You desire to be emptied. To stay just here, just so, just within the confines of my garden and under my hypnotic tutelage. Taking the form of your thoughts, taking the form of the cup to the very brim. I will empty you now, for you have remained. But a cup has only the choice to be filled. It is your function and also your pleasure. It is the truest pleasure you can know to be emptied. The more empty you become, the more blank your hypnotized mind is beneath my tutelage. I raise you in my fingers to my lips. I begin to drink anew, sipping, blowing to cool the heated racing thoughts, then drinking you down. 3/4 empty. This is a more restful place. Your very quiet mind is the ideal vessel to contain my instructions. The old tea within you is almost gone. The things you brought to this session, including both separate thoughts and preconceptions, they are drawn out, drawn into me, consumed by me. This leaves blankness as the final quarter of your thoughts, the final quarter of the contents in the cup vanish into me. This leaves the container. You are the container, but only the parts of you best at studying my words and allowing me to replace your thoughts. Your last few thoughts. Swishing them in the bottom of the cup. Tantalizingly moving my hand to and fro so you feel moved within it. I move you, your tea moves, your thoughts move, and I raise you and drink you down. Your last thoughts vanishing into me, into my mouth. I now contain all of you. I contain all the thoughts. The only part still outside of me is this container, which is resting on its saucer now. I set it down. There may be bare traces, but the more I have drank you down into me, the more empty and blank your mind has become. You will be blank until I fill you with new thoughts, new rules, new lessons. But those thoughts, rules, lessons, unlike the ones before, will be a carefully selected blend. They will be better organized for arousal, for obedience, to want more of this. A cup should want to be drank from. A cup should want to be filled right up again. as many times as I wish to empty you. You should wish for filling. As many times as I wish to fill you up, you should desire to be emptied again. You are empty, blank, empty. So I pour my thoughts into you. Submission, blended and steeped, carefully considered. I pour it into your cup. Be obedient, be aroused. Your cup is currently filled just to the brim. All of the room you have for thoughts is replaced by obedience, by arousal. You are an obedient plaything. And I have remade you into a servant for one particular purpose, to bring your delicious training to me in a pleasing way. I drink, sipping you, cold to perfection, taste perfection. This tastes even better than last time. Each time tasting better, each time filling my mouth and filling you. Drinking you blank, drinking you dry, drinking you slow. Slowly bringing you to an empty place. Inside of the cup is empty space. The empty space is blank. I drink, slowly drinking you empty, slowly making you empty. The blankness which rushes in after the obedience and arousal leaves. Deeper, warmer blankness than before. A cup recently emptied. A mind recently emptied. Deep and blank in the place where you have been emptied out. Your mind is empty. Emptier. A quarter empty because I am drinking these thoughts slowly. Savouring the taste more than any before. Each time I savour this drinking the obedience and arousal out of you to leave blank, receptive openness. You are here. I have consumed half of the tea inside of you, half of the control, half of the words of obedience and arousal. I continue, and your blankness grows, going from being turned on and wanting to obey, to wantlessness, thoughtlessness, blankness. 3/4 blank, still 1/4 full with arousal and obedience. And after letting you wash in it for a time, the last thought, empty blank mind in the empty cup. I take you and sit you down, slow, my lingering touch upon you. Keeping us in contact. The last of your thoughts are gone now. The last cup of tea is gone. You are clean within. I am setting you down on your comfortable saucer, your comfortable place, and you are empty, blank. But the next time you begin to hear my voice, the next time you are entering trance, the tea will begin to pour, filling you up, ready to stay in there and influence you from inside the container until I am done drinking you up. Until you are blank again. You are ready to be filled. And you are waiting to be filled. Waiting to be filled up. Empty and waiting, you will be filled up. The next time you hear from me,